God. Amen. And number three, it won't leave you desperate. Thank God. It'll satisfy you. Amen. Thank God for that. Aren't you glad for the well of grace? Amen. Thank God. That's our whole story. Amen. That's how we got here where we're at today. Amen. It's how we're going to get over yonder, thank God. It's how we're going to make it through down here. Our grace is sufficient for thee. If my strength is made perfect in weakness, thank God. I'm glad when a sinner finds himself hopeless and helpless, thank God there's grace. When a child of God finds himself in desperate means of needing help and a touch from God, thank God there's grace. When it comes time to die, there'll be grace, thank God. All of grace is our story. Tom Hayes wrote that song. All the way from earth to glory, thank God. And that's all we've got is the grace of God. Amen. That's what's got us here, thank God. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. Thank God it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I ain't got nothing to brag about tonight other than the grace of God. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Thank God. Amen. It's all of grace. Thank God. Amen. Going to see us through. Thank God. Amen. Hey, you're going to need some grace in these days. I promise you that. You certainly are. And you look around you and it's serious. It's getting rough, but I'm glad the grace of God. Amen. I preached the other Sunday, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Thank God. I'm glad it'll get us out of here too. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Somebody let the cows loose. Amen. Let the open the barn door. Thank God. Amen. Enjoy the goodness of God a little bit. Hallelujah. Right. Amen. Hey, you ain't got nothing to be sad about. You just going to heaven. You're saved by the grace of God. Amen. God's delivered you from hell. Amen. That's not your home anymore. Thank God. Amen. God's given you the earnest of the Spirit, the Holy Ghost of God, the Comforter to live down inside of you. Gave you a book with 66 of them right here. Amen. And thank God the Word of God's a lamp in our feet and a light in our path. Amen. Aren't you glad that God has made a way for us? Amen. That we can make it through this veil of tears. Thank God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. John said that'll make a treasure tear and kick the back end of his choir robe out. That's right. Thank God. It certainly will. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, glory. Let's look at Joshua again tonight. Joshua. I'll tell you what chapter in just a minute. They all run together. Amen. Amen. Joshua chapter number 20. Joshua 20. Joshua 20. I'm trying to wind this up in Joshua here. Maybe the next couple of three or four more messages will be about it. But Joshua chapter 20. And if you find your place, you'll stand with us. Joshua 20. We'll begin reading in verse number 1. And the Bible says, the Lord also spake unto Joshua, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, appoint out for you cities of refuge, whereof I spake unto you by the hand of Moses, that the slayer that killeth any person unawares and unwittingly may flee thither, and that they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. And when he that doth flee unto one of those cities shall stand at the entering of the gates of the city, and shall declare his cause in the ears of the elders of that city unto them, the elders of that city, they shall take him into the city unto them and give him a place that he may dwell among them. And if the avenger of blood pursue after him, then they shall not deliver the slayer up into his hand, because he smote his neighbor unwittingly and hated him not before time. He shall dwell in that city until he stand before the congregation for judgment, and until the death of the high priest that shall be in those days. Then shall the slayer return and come into his own city, into his own house, into the city from whence he fled. And they appointed Kadesh in Galilee, in Mount Naphtali, and Shechem in Mount Ephraim, and Kirjath Arba, which is in Hebron, in the mountain of Judah. And on the other side, Jordan by Jericho eastward, they assigned Bezer in the wilderness upon the plain out of the tribe of Reuben, and Ramoth in Gilead out of the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan out of the tribe of Manasseh. These were the cities appointed for all the children of Israel, and for the stranger that sojourneth among them, that whosoever killeth any person at unawares might flee thither and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood until he stood before the congregation. You can be seated tonight. I want to preach on these out of Joshua, these cities of refuge, and deal with them briefly. And we know that it was also mentioned in Numbers 35. The Lord had assigned these cities of refuge, had used Moses as a mouthpiece to establish these cities. Well, it's coming to fruition in Joshua chapter 20. And you'll find the Lord has given the children of Israel a place of refuge, six cities of refuge. Now, we know what a shelter is, or refuge is. It's a shelter. It's a shelter, or refuge. Let me just say refuge is, number one, what you run to. And they were commanded, it said, if you're in trouble and you have made a mistake and you've messed up, you need to run to this city of refuge. And I would say today, when we look at these scriptures today, and I've pointed out in several times past, many times past, that when you look in the Old Testament, you look for Jesus on every page, every verse, every chapter, every facet of the New Old Testament. And some would say, well, that's not relevant for us today. Well, it is. The Bible says that the volume of the book is written of me to do thy will, O God. It's about Him. Everything in the New Old Testament points us to Christ in the New Testament. And so a refuge is what you run to. Thank God, I'm glad there's one to run to tonight. Hey, if you're in trouble, you need to run to Jesus. If you're in a mess, if you're in a state of mind, and you're in a state of sin, you need to run to Jesus. That's the best place you can go. Amen. I know some people look for refuge in a lot of places and look for refuge in a lot of people. But I want to tell you, there's no refuge like Him. And you need to run to Him. So refuge is something you run to. Refuge also is something you rest in. Thank God they could rest in this city of refuge. These cities of refuge, they knew that there was rest to be found in these refuge, in these cities of refuge. Like what Brother Adam told us, taught us in Sunday school about the Sabbath day. A lot of folks say, well, I've got to keep the Sabbath. No, that Sabbath is to point us to Christ. It was all along about being resting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God tonight there is rest in Him. And you may be frazzled tonight. Your mind may be like going in a thousand different directions. And your life is all to pieces. Thank God, I'm glad you can run to this refuge of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad you can rest in Him. And I want to say I'm glad you can remain in Him, thank God. And He stayed there. He was able to stay there till the priest died. Well, I want to say thank God we've got an eternal high priest. The Bible tells us He's seated in the heavens. He's never going to die, thank God. He's never going to cease to. He's going to never cease to exist. We know a refuge is a fortress. A refuge is a sanctuary. A refuge is a shelter. A refuge is a stronghold. Refuge means protection. A refuge means a hideaway. A refuge is an asylum, not an insane asylum, but an asylum. Thank God. A refuge is a resort. A refuge means security. A refuge means harbor. A refuge means an outlet. It means a port, a preserve, a covert, a safe place. Thank God. And I thought about everybody
here tonight, you need a refuge to run to. You need a refuge to rest in. And you need a refuge to remain in. And I want to say there is one tonight, thank God, that you can rest in. He'll be your security. Now I want to say this, we're living in a day where people, and I want to tell you, if you don't have solace in the Lord Jesus Christ, you ain't going to have solace. You don't have peace in Him. I had people ask me what's going on over there in Israel right now. Same thing that's always been going on over there and will be until the Prince of Peace comes. Amen. And takes up his residence there and rules with a rod of iron. There'll never be no peace until the Prince of Peace settles in on that place. Well, I want to say in the same token, there'll never be any peace in your heart. There'll never be any tranquility. There'll never be any solace. There'll never be any peace in your life and in your soul. Thank God, until you meet the Prince of Peace. And I'm glad tonight He's able to provide for that and able to give us peace. We know here, and people look for peace and look for solace. They look for it in all kinds of directions. They certainly do. They do. They'll wrap themselves up in something. Or they'll involve themselves in something. That's right. Some find it in drugs or try to. Some try to find it in the bottle. And some try to find it in promiscuity and sexual relationships. And some people binge eat. Some people binge shop. And some people binge work. And some people binge social media. And they get on social, and they're looking for likes, and they're looking for, comments and compliments and all that stuff. They've tried to find it in programs on TV, trying to find it in magazines and sports. And people and popularity. Everybody's looking for a place of solace, a place where they can wrap themselves up into. And most of it, listen, I know, listen, the harshest of reality is life is tough. No doubt it is. And there's going to be trials and tribulations. It is for everybody, the harshest of reality. And many people try to escape reality and they try to get away from it. But I want to say the only place of refuge, the only place of peace is going to be found in Him. That's right. I believe that with all my heart. Psalm 9, verse number 9 says, "The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble." Aren't you glad that Bible is right? How many times of us, how many of us at times have run to the Scriptures when we were needing comfort, when we were needing help? Oh, nobody else could have the words. Nobody else had, anything that they could comfort us with. We were left high and dry, but I'm glad there's refuge found in the Scriptures, thank God. Amen, glory to God. Psalm 57:1 says, "Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in Thee. Yea, in the shadow of Thy wings will I make my refuge until those calamities be overpassed." Hey, I want to tell you, it will come to pass one of these days. Thank God, I'm glad it is coming to pass. But until then, thank God, we'll make our refuge in Him. Psalm 59:16, "But I will sing of Thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of Thy mercy in the morning, for Thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble." Psalm 62:7, "In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God." Trust in Him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Psalm 71:7, "I am a wonder unto many, but Thou art my strong refuge." He said, people look at me and they shake their head. But I realize that my refuge is found in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Thank God. And then he said, Psalm 91:2, "I will sing of the Lord. He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust." Psalm 94:9-22, But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. Proverbs 14:26, in the fear of the Lord there is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. Let me tell you something, friend, tonight. How the world may be falling apart all around us, and the economy may go south. America may tumble into despair, and everything go south. But thank God, I'm glad our refuge is forever. Amen. A strong tower and a high rock and a place of peace that we can find in him. Isaiah 25:4. Thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is a storm against the wall. Hey, you know what Psalm 46 says? The choir director says, hey, let me have your attention. This is a song I want you to sing. God is our refuge. Psalm 46 verse 1, a very present help in time of trouble. Hey man, it starts out, that song does, God is our refuge. I want to say I'm glad tonight that God is our refuge. Now this passage of scripture deals with the assignment, and we've been talking about the assignments of the inheritance, how they were to go and take the land. We've been looking at all that last month or so, but I want to say when Numbers is written, Numbers 34, he is telling them of a time when the nation would possess Canaan. Here in Joshua 20, they have possessed it, and he commands them concerning their possession. He prepares them how to take the land, how to possess the land, how to take the land. He tells them he's going to protect them in that land. And he does that by way of the cities of refuge. This, the purpose of the cities of refuge, what was for a man to go and run to that place so that he could state his case, or rather state his cause before the elders and tell them exactly what happened. Now, we know that if he purposely, or it was first degree murder, it was intentional, there was no discussing or debate about that. But here's a man that has killed somebody, and he's done it accidentally, and a man man's pursuing after him, the blood avenger, if you please, and he's looking for him, and he's trying to find him, and he's going to slay him. There's a place that he can run to, and his case can be stated. And thank God, I'm glad that we run to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad tonight that he took our case. Thank God, he's our mediator, he's our lawyer. Thank God, he's our advocate. Bless the Lord, he's the one that goes before God in our stead. Thank God, and pleads our case. I want to say, if you're saved tonight, thank God you have one that has pled your case. And if you're not saved tonight, I promise you, if we run to him, he will plead your case. Yes, you're guilty. Yes, you've done it. But thank God, I'm glad there are cities of refuge, and it's found in him. Bless his good name. Hey man, aren't you glad tonight? Oh man. I remember that day I ran to the city of refuge. I remember the day I ran to Christ, thank God. Oh my, and found myself in trouble, found myself in a mess. But I'm glad there's one that took my place and took my case, thank God, at Calvary. Yes, sir. Well, we find here there's a court that's being held, will be held. He's to plead his case. It's where the elders would meet, hear his case, and they'd hold a trial. But I could honestly say that we need a refuge. We need a refuge. Psalm 46, verse number 1. God is our refuge and strength. Look here. A very present help in trouble. I don't say this, you can look all kind of places. And you may be in sin tonight, you may be lost as a goose, you may be lost as a ball in high weeds. You may be a child of God tonight that you're struggling, you're trying to find peace and solace. Hey, I'm glad we can have the peace with God. I'm glad we can have the peace of God. Amen. You can have peace with God and not have the peace of God. Right. You can be saved, born again, and have peace with God, but you're not letting the peace of God rule in your heart. I'm glad we can. They were appointed by God. God set these refugees or these cities of refuge up. God established it. It wasn't Moses' idea. It wasn't Joshua's idea, but it was God. Hey, I'm glad this thing of refuge, when it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, it ain't nothing that we've done. It ain't some folklore or fiction or fable somebody made up. No, sir. The Bible tells us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, I'm glad God set some, amen, God established some things way back yonder, amen, before the foundation of the world, thank God. Amen. It's often been said, Calvary wasn't plan B, Calvary was plan A, thank God. Hey, and I'm glad, listen, the Lord knew in the sovereign mind of God, God knew all the things that was going to happen. He knew the condition we'd be in. He knew Adam and Eve was sin. And I'm glad He sent His Son as a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. God set this thing up for you. Glory to God, that ought to give us some assurance and some, amen, some stability in us knowing that God's done this thing. Any kind of man-made peace has always faltered and failed. Any kind of man-made solution for sin has always utterly failed. I'm glad God knows how to do it right. Aren't you glad God knows how to save an individual? Ain't you glad God knows how to save your mom and daddy? And God knows how to save your children. And God knows how to save a lost world. And if it had been up to us, we'd have made a mess of all things. I'm glad God, amen, appointed salvation. Amen. God done that. He's our refuge. They were appointed by God. They were announced in the Word. Long before they ever got to Joshua chapter 20. Numbers 34, or rather Numbers 35 had already been written. Thank God. And it was announced, amen, appointed by God, announced in the Word. You say God's got a, amen, I want to say God's always had a solution before there's ever a problem. He's got one now. You may not see your problem, but I want to tell you God's already got a solution for it. You may not see your sin issue like God sees it. I want to tell you there's already a solution for your issue. There's a solution. It's announced in the Word. Thank God. I'm glad God's given us a book, aren't you? I'm glad God's given us the Word of God. That blessed old Bible, they sing about that in youth choir sometimes. But thank you, or thank God, amen, that you've got the Word of God. Amen. That is truth. Thank God. Amen. We wouldn't be saved today without this Bible. Oh, glory to God. Aren't you glad you heard the truth? And not some lie. Hey, man, somebody told you the truth. It was God's Word. Hey, man, it was announced in the Word. But also these cities were accessible to everybody. Thank God that everybody, anybody, even said the stranger can come. Hey, throughout the Scripture, I know Israel was God's chosen people. I realize that. But there was never a stranger that ever came in the midst of the nation of Israel that was ever turned away that wanted to be a part of the nation of God. Never was they turned away. Even the Gibeonites, they done it in deception. Yet God allowed them to be taken in. Oh, I look out across this congregation tonight, and I'm glad this refuge is accessible to all. I mean, from the youngest, and Logan, you're not, but you're pretty close. From the youngest to the oldest, thank God. From the meanest to the nicest. I mean, from the ugliest, and ain't nobody ugly in here. But from the ugliest to the prettiest, from the smartest to the not so smart. You name it, thank God. Amen. It's accessible for everybody, thank God. Oh, let him that is athirst come. Thank God and take of that water of life freely, bless the Lord. Aren't you glad you got a drink from that well of grace one time? Why? Because you had an invitation to come and partake of the goodness of God. It's accessible. It's on the west side. It's on the east side. They were on the east side, Jordan, was three of them. On the west side, Jordan, was three of them. It was available in Canaan land, and it was also available on the east side, Jordan, in the wilderness. Thank God it don't matter where you are. And I will just say this. He told them where they were. He gave them the description of these cities. He told them what town they was in. He told them how to get there. He told them every aspect, everything that they didn't know. He laid the directions out simple. Made sure there was a clear shot from wherever they were to that city of refuge that was in their district. I want to say tonight, thank God, amen, how the directions are simple, thank God. Amen, it ain't complicated, it ain't confusing. It's not something you have to have a college education or a bachelor's degree for. You don't even have to have any scripture memorized. You can come to this refuge. All walks of life. That's right. I'm glad it's available. Hey, amen. There was Golan. On the west side, Kadesh was in the north. Shechem was in the central part. And Golan was in the north. Ramoth on the west side, the central part. Bezer was in the south. And It was available to all of them. Not only were they accessible, but also they were adequate. Now, I've probably preached from this before, and I'm pretty sure I have. I want to look at these definitions here for just a minute. Look what the Bible says about these names of these cities. What they mean. Kadesh means righteousness. I want to say the biggest need that we have in a refuge is that of righteousness. Amen. The righteousness of God, we need it in our lives. You need the righteousness of God. I need the righteousness of God. Our righteousness, the Bible says, are as filthy rags. They will never do. Never appease God, never make God happy. Your righteousness can't. Shechem means a shoulder here. When they come into Gilgal, they build a tabernacle, set the tabernacle up there. But in Joshua 18, I believe it is, they come to Shechem and they set up another tabernacle. That word Shechem means a shoulder. And I want to say, thank God, there is help for you tonight. There is help for each and every one of us. There is a shoulder for us to lean on. When I think of Shechem, I think they set up the tabernacle there. And there were seven tribes that have it yet in Joshua 18, have it yet claimed their inheritance. Joshua said, send three men out from every tribe. You go tell me. And so they casted lots in Joshua 20. But the first thing they did, or Joshua 18, was set up a tabernacle there at Shechem. I want to tell you, our greatest help is going to come from Christ himself. It's going to come from the word of God, but it's going to come from Shechem, which means a shoulder. Thank God. Set up a tabernacle, a place where we can get some help. Thank God for the house of God. And by the way, I think I'll just stick with the house of the Lord. I think I'll just stick with God's house. Amen. The house of worship. I know people criticize. And I know even so-called Christians criticize. They'll say, I'm not going down there with a bunch of hypocrites. Hey, the best people I know in the world are those that are saved by the grace of God, the people down at the house of God. Now, we give each other a hard time. I've been spying it all, thank God. The house of God's the best place in the world to be. It's God's house. And you find some that's critical of the house of God and critical of the church, they got real spiritual issues. There's something wrong with that bird. I'm going to tell you, God's people's been good to me. Had they prayed for me, they've took care of me, they've cried with me, and they've shared my burdens, and they've took, my cares and my sorrows to the throne of grace. And listen, thank God for the house of God. Thank God for a place we can come to. Thank God on a Wednesday night. Amen. And feel the Spirit of God stirring down deep inside our soul. Amen. And get some help. I know in this day and hour they're canceling services. Heard a preacher the other day said, we're canceling Sunday night service because I like spending time at home. Well, whatever. I think we'll just keep coming to the house of God.
Amen.
Hey, Hebrews says even so much the more. So much the more, thank God. Hey, in this day of 2021, it's not time to start canceling service. I mean, it's time to plow forth and go on. Have more services. Ain't that what the Bible says? Amen. That's right. In other words, he says, every time you get a chance to go to a meeting, thank God, go to a meeting somewhere. Glory to God. That's what it means. So much the more, not so much the less. So I watch it on, I'm not going to start there. No, I'm not going there. But you can't get the help you need off virtual church. Most people sit around in their PJs and their wool socks with their dirty coffee cup and the hair's all messed up with the feet slapped back and they fall asleep while they're watching. Amen. I'm telling you what. Amen. Let's go to the house of God and assemble ourselves together with our brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I know 2020 threw a monkey wrench in it, but some people's been looking for an excuse all along. It was just a straw that broke the camel's back. But thank God, amen, for a shoulder to lean on. Amen. If you need help, I promise you this. Thank God there's help down at the house of God. Hey, with a song, Brother Britt, I appreciate it, man. You being obedient. There's sometimes Paula comes in here and she strikes up a chord and it's like, woo! And we start singing those songs of Zion, Brother Britt, and something stirs up in my soul and said, this is the place. Jacob said it in Genesis.
Amen.
Called the place Bethel. How many of you wasn't the most ideal of circumstances? Had to lay on a pillar. He said, this is none other but the house of God. You know why that was? Because there was angels that, amen, descending, ascending on that ladder. That ladder's Christ. But it tells me those angels in Hebrews and in Revelation were called ministering spirits. And thank God that those angels were up and down, up and down. And listen, Jacob got help for his soul down at the house of God. Because there was transaction between heaven and earth. Amen. Oh, glory to God. I thank God for the house of God. Thank God, change the tune of that song and keep coming back to the will of grace. I keep coming back to the house of God. Amen. Glory for the house of God. Amen. Aren't you glad you brought your kids to the house of God? Amen. Amen, Tucker. Ain't that right? You only know what I'm talking about, do you? I'd rather him be asleep right here on this front row. Amen. Not paying attention to a word I say than rather be sitting, amen, in front of the Hollywood. And then pumping all that wickedness and that vileness into him. Oh, boys, I'm glad y'all here. J.D., man, I'm sorry. I'm glad you got saved. He got saved in February.
Hey.
Amen. Aren't you glad he's in the house of God?
Amen.
Amen. Logan, I'm glad you're here too, buddy. Woo! That's right. In the house of God. What better place to bring your family than to a place, a Shechem, a refuge, where they can have a shoulder to lean on? We don't know. We have no idea. We have no idea of the burdens people carry when they come in these doors in this place. But I'm glad tonight that God knows. I'm glad God's aware. I'm glad the Lord knows of the burden. Thank God there's a shoulder. Thank God He's my shoulder to lean on.
That's right.
Glory to God. He's my shoulder. He's the one we can lean on. He's our Shechem. Hebron means fellowship. I want to tell you, there's refuge in righteousness. There's refuge in a shoulder to lean on. But there's refuge, believe it or not, in fellowship. You better believe that. There's times I yearn and I long. Man, I've just got to get around God's people.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Some of y'all may work very secular jobs. And all you see is this wickedness at work. You see wickedness on every hand. You have to go and listen to their cussing. They're carrying on their dirty jokes. And you have to listen to all the things they talk about and the wickedness. And you have to walk away sometimes. But aren't you glad you come to a place? Thank God. Hey, man, we're people of like precious faith, like-minded people who have the same desires and the same intentions and got the same purposes, the same cause. Thank God. Hey, thank God for fellowship. Thank God. Hey, we know we pass from death to life because we love the brethren. Hey, this is my crowd, friend. It ain't down there at the bar room. It ain't the honky-tonk of the pool halls. It's here at the house of God. It ain't the rock concerts. No, sir, right here, is my people, thank God. My crowd, people I love. I've got to hurry. Hebron means fellowship. Hey, I'm going to tell you what will do you more good than anything. If you ain't got a friend, you look some of us up. And I tell you what we need to do. We need to reach out to people and tell them, let them know, hey, if anybody walks out of this church and they have a question whether or not we love them, that's an indictment on our part. It ought to be that we welcome everybody, we tell them we love them. Amen. Now, a sinner ought to feel uncomfortable around the people of God. Somebody ought to be sweating when the preacher's preaching. It ought to be the listeners or the preacher. I'm sweating. I hope that you are if you're lost. But thank God for the house of the Lord. Hey, hook yourself up. Beth, I talked to a girl a while back at the courthouse. Remember that meeting we had up there? Back on track had it. And she said, I ain't got nobody. I said, listen, if you'll come to church and hang around us, amen. Wow. And not just come once every great while, but involve yourself. Now, I can't go to your house, twist your arm, make you come. But let me just tell you this. We have Sunday morning service. We have Sunday school at 10 o'clock. We have Sunday morning service at 11. We have Sunday night service at 6. We have Wednesday night service at 7:30. We have RU at 7 o'clock on Friday night. And we eat every Friday night after that. We like to eat. Now, eating is an essential thing when you're fellowshipping. And we don't eat at every service around here because we'd all go broke because we eat a lot. We've got to put an addition on the front of the church, so we've got to save a little bit of money. But thank God for fellowship. And we eat every chance we get. And if you want to know where some meetings are, come see us. They had a meeting this week at Little Ivy. They're having a tent meeting down there next week, week after next at Bowling Springs. If you want to go and say, I can't afford the gas, we'll load up a van, we'll meet here at church, and we will take you down there, wherever you want to go. Now, there are plenty of meetings. And listen, you need the fellowship in these days. Your children need the fellowship. I need the fellowship. I'm not going to finish. Anyway. But Bezer means a fortress. I'm glad he's our fortress. He's our protection. We hit a little bit on that. Ramoth means heights. But Golan, it means a completion or a circle. That's right. A completion or a circle. You want to be complete. I'm glad there's a refuge. Amen. I'm glad there's a refuge that will make you whole. He can heal you. I said before, we don't know who comes through these doors. We don't know what the situation is, but I do know this. I may not be able to see, but I got a God that sees. There's a God in heaven that sees you. He knows what needs to be done to make you whole. And it may be a battle in your mind. It may be a battle in your soul. It may be struggles in your heart and in your being. But I'm glad God is our refuge, a very present help in time of trouble. You believe that, Bible? Huh? You believe it? Here's what you need to do. Hey. One thing they had to do, it was on them. They had to run to that refuge. Had to go to it. And I want to say this, wherever you are tonight, now I'm not saying you will physically run. But listen, bow down wherever you are. Maybe you need to run this altar, but it ain't in the altar, it's in Him. Just cast yourself down at Him. And as I said before, people wrap themselves up. You know what I'm talking about? They wrap themselves up. They wrap themselves up in social media. It might be binge eating, binge shopping, binge drinking, whatever it may be. They're just trying to find some solace. And they're wrapping themselves up and basically they're being consumed with those things. Let me just say this, consume yourself with Him. That's what I'm trying to say. Just get wrapped up in Him. Get wrapped up in this refuge. God, Mr. Paul, if you'll come, God is our refuge. God is our refuge. A very present help. A very present help. You believe that? Not past. And although it is future, He's not talking about future. He's talking about present right now. Right now. Right here and right now, God is our refuge. You say, I got to wait till camp meeting. I got to wait till we have a revival in July. No, you don't. God's still the same God as He always has been. Just go to Him. Let's all stand for just a minute. Hey, what you struggling with? What's got you hit a tizzy? What's got you in a turmoil? Hey, listen. So I need more friends. I'm going to tell you what you need more than anything. You need to run to Him. God is our refuge. God is our refuge. Did you hear me? God, He is our refuge.
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Hear me? God is your refuge, a very present help in trouble. And I'm telling you, us people here tonight need a refuge.
God bless you. You're at liberty. Amen.